Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Derek Kramer here with you as the snow has been in, out, on your car, on the roads. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Unfortunately, it's everywhere. We're here. It's December. Get used to it, right? Bills against Bengals on Sunday here. And I do think that there's plenty of opportunity. I'm not scared of Cincinnati. Am I scared of the Bills? Yeah, kind of. 803-0550 is the number to call here as, again, phone lines are open. If you want to jump in here, get in here. There is a reason, though, for a little bit of optimism. Why? I just mentioned it. We've hit December. Do you know what that means? That means that the Bills will refuse to lose games within this month.
Well, we
typically
hope. We hope.
Typically.
Those teams that have done that, in my opinion, have been a little better than the one we currently have.
They've been a little better.
Hopefully they can go on a run.
Hopefully this team does not show that they are different in a bad way, because if they lose one, it's fine. Like, if they lose a game in December, I'm not worried about it. Because, you know, nobody's perfect. But Cincinnati, New England, Cleveland, Philadelphia, you better look out. Because Buffalo is 18-3 in December since 2020. A majority of you, of those four teams, are not going to have a good time. My bet is probably that New England wins somehow because everything is miserable this season.
New England beats the Bills?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Howard picked the Bills yesterday, and that's the one game he picked to drop for the Bills. He had them beating the Eagles, but the Eagles also don't know what to do with themselves at this point. So
that still would put you ultimately
12-5,
but also it would still only give you four losses within the month of December if you run it like that, if you run chalk.
And realistically, I mean, looking at a 12-5 record, is that bad?
No, it's not bad. It's just not what you expected for the year, and it's still kind of a disappointment. It's also, if you end up 12-5 on the season, it does mean that you once again put yourself into an on-fire end to your season. Say you win 5 of your last 6 to end the year, including the Pittsburgh game. It comes back to, all right, so the Bills are just the same old Bills right now. The only difference is that the same old Bills don't have their usual playoff bugaboo in the playoffs with them. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Kansas City ain't making it. I'm calling my shot.
No,
now.
Are you kidding me? They're playing the Texans this week.
Are you kidding me? They're playing the Texans this week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they're making it. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I thought you were disagreeing with me there.
No, that might have come off like that.
When you
I realized.
Said, are you kidding? I thought you were asking me if I was kidding that no. I'm calling my shot now. Kansas City's not making it.
No, I was calling that shot last month. I'm so ready for the Chiefs to not make the playoffs. If the Bills are going to be miserable and, you know, go out in the wild card, I'd love to, for the Chiefs just to not make it in. See what Nick Wright has to say, all those guys, right?
Like, oh, just, yeah, they will be dunking on him left, right, and center.
It'll be
on
interesting
that.
To see, though, what the national media conversation would be around the Chiefs at that point. We've already started seeing some of it a little early, in my opinion. We were talking about this a little
Ew,
bit yesterday.
Oh, Kansas City's conference. So I mentioned conference record, right? Mm-hmm. How that is a primary tiebreaker when you're dealing with non-head-to-heads. Kansas City is 10th because they have a worse conference record than even the Steelers.
Yeah, they don't have any tiebreakers at all in their favor.
The tiebreaker they have is the Indianapolis Colts. You have it against one team. You lose to Houston, you're dead.
Well, in the
Miami
Colts,
has a better chance probably to make the playoffs at that point than you do because Miami has at least not lost to every single team within the wild card race.
In the Colts' current predicament, though, they could get run out by the Texans if the Texans get hot here.
Yeah, it's not the Chiefs that the Colts should be worrying about at this point. It's Houston.
Yeah, and you have an injured Daniel Jones with a fractured fibula still, and he's not able to escape the pocket like he normally would be. And teams can just sell out against the run with Jonathan Taylor and throw a pass concept in the right? Like,
yeah,
they're able to defend now because you lose a little bit of the edge you had with Daniel Jones before the injury. So if I'm a Colts fan, and I know our own Trevor
we
Howard
have
is
a Colts fan within this building.
Rush
yes.
Hour Howard on the traffic reports on our sister station, WBEN.
Trevor's not doing good.
He texted us in our group chat earlier this week and legitimately mentioned Colts losing out
actively.
For the season. It's over. Don't talk to me. It's done.
He's actively having a bad time.
Yes.
And most Colts fans probably right now seeing the season slip away from them after they had the what are you start to the season. And it's showing right now, what are you? I don't know. But it's all about trending. The Bills have been consistently inconsistent this year. That's who they are. That's kind of how it's been, especially out of the bye week. You've been a little bit of an erratic pattern. That's your team right now, but you have enough wins as a leeway that if you remain inconsistent throughout the rest of the year, 11-6 probably gets you into the playoffs. And I'm talking about the worst case scenario type for the Bills here. You're like losing 2 games in your final 5. It doesn't look all that great. But the funny thing about it is why I'm calling the Chiefs dead. The Bills have the tiebreaker on head-to-head over the Chiefs. The Bills have the conference tiebreaker over the Chiefs. And sitting at 11-6 would mean the Chiefs would have to run the table and still get the door slammed in the face by the Bills. That would be golden. If Kansas City were to, say, run the table on this season and then still get their face slammed by the door as they're trying to make their way to the playoffs. Yes, I know. Don't ever call a team dead until they're mathematically eliminated. No, Kansas City does not have good odds at all at this point. The Bills were 6-6. I know. The Bills also really made it through their pathway with the division. It almost very much a couple of years ago turned into you win the division or you're missing the playoffs entirely. Kansas City is at, you need to make a wild card because you're not catching Denver. They're 4 games back of Denver. And yes, they play Denver again, but still, the fact that you see the Chiefs four games back from their division. They have to make it through a wild card, and they do not have tiebreakers on anybody. If they beat Houston, obviously the story changes. But I don't think they do. I think that Kansas City, playing without two of their starting tackles, with an offensive line that's already bad, going into Houston, with the way that that defense is playing, good night, sayonara. Hope to never see you dealing with the playoffs again. It's not like Houston's got like a bunch of world enders to end the season either. They've got the Chiefs, Cardinals, Raiders, Chargers, Colts. But more concerning is the amount of points that their defense allows. Over their last five games, the Houston Texans have allowed 20 points or more once. I can actually extend that to their last six games. They've allowed more than 20 points once. The Texans really are the team to look out for here. Especially if they take over the division. Knowing that Buffalo would have a chance that they would be traveling to Houston, I don't love that. But the other thing that's working for the Texans this year is their magic with one-score games. They've been relatively successful after the start of the season in terms of one-score games. But their defense is otherworldly. That is the thing. They have an elite trait to them. Kansas City's not good at anything this year. That's why you're sitting at 6-6. The Bills, at least, are still a top 10 offense, and they're still, at least numbers-wise, showing up. But I do think it's safe to call Kansas City dead. And as a hater, good riddance. Indy's the interesting one to look at. Obviously, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, whoever fights to win the AFC North is going to be something to look at. But for the most part, you're looking at, well, realistically, Kansas City needs to win out to have a chance to make the playoffs. And I don't see that happening. They're not good enough this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's funny. I saw, granted, it's First Take, so take this for what you will. But I think I saw something about a segment where Dan Orlovsky's talking about maybe the Dolphins can make the playoffs over the Chiefs. Okay. I mean, I believe it right now this season with how things are going for them. Yeah, I don't really see a pathway for Kansas City to make it at this point. They're not, of course, winning against Houston would make me eat my words. And it wouldn't be the first time. I know I could say things that are not correct. That's kind of the game sometimes. But I trust Buffalo more than I trust Kansas City. That's for sure. I trust Houston a heck of a lot more than I do Kansas City. This year still really is so weird. If there's a season where the Bills are like the 6 or 7 seed and then Baltimore and Kansas City and then in its entirety miss the playoffs, it all of a sudden turns into, yeah, remember that dangerous trio of the AFC? Yeah, that's done with. That's probably going to be the narrative of the offseason. I mean, it's probably going to be the narrative anyway.
Yeah, the godfathers of the AFC are no more.
It's more or less like there's a seismic shift going on within the conference and how things have gone at this point.
You know what I'd be intrigued to see, Derek? And I was thinking about this yesterday. Will Drake May have the same slump after the high year, right? Technically, I know he's already a sophomore.
It's so a sophomore
slump. It wouldn't
slump.
Necessarily yeah, not... be a sophomore slump, but he finally has the coach, right? Jaden Daniels has a great season. Caleb Williams in his sophomore season having a great season. When they get tape on these guys in their system currently with their better coach, could you see a slump, if you will, right? Like, I think that's a very real possibility. We've seen that with quarterbacks who really kind of show out for the first time. They kind of do regress in the second year.
For me, it's going to be, how does New England respond next year with a first-place schedule?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be to me. That's where I'll see of like, hold on, let's not go ahead and start crowning the Patriots all of a sudden as they're all the way back. They're back this year.
Well, and they might not even be. If the Bills play them in the wild card or something, they could knock them out in the first round, and then the top seed of the AFC East means absolutely nothing at that point.
Exactly.
Right?
There's still a way for this to turn into not quite the similar fears of which of like, oh, New England's all the way back. Having the reminder that the Bills are fantastic in December, if they do go on this kind of run that they're normally used to, then it becomes same old Bills. Same old Bills has been ended by one team. Almost exclusively. But this is also not going to be same old Bills because they're going to have to be on the road. We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Alan tweeting in, Bills beating the Bengals 34-23. He's calling his shot there. And that the Colts will be the Jaguars of 2023, where they were 7-2, and then they finished 9-8 to miss the playoffs. I do think that that might be... The Colts are turning into the pumpkin. I do really think that that's going to be the worst-case scenario here for how things go for Indianapolis. It's not looking good for them anymore. And it's not looking like the start of their season and how the potential started for them. Does it stink that Daniel Jones has a fracture in his leg? Absolutely. Did you really trust them all the way throughout anyway, though? No, probably not, because we were all asking through the start of the season, what are the Colts? Because before New England took over the number one spot, it was Indianapolis, and we're all sitting here like, of course, this is the year that the Bills have a chance at the one seed, the most realistic chance at the one seed, and Indianapolis is refusing to lose for some reason. Well, nope, it just swapped out for New England. Go to the phones here. Jim in Cheektowaga, welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. So I'm listening to all this talk about Kansas City, and I have not heard it. I could be wrong, though. But I don't think anyone's brought up the point that they're not going to make 4 Super Bowls in a row now. And that's what I was concerned about at the beginning of the season. So we still hold that record, even though they're all losses. But
hey, you know what?
That record.
Jim, I appreciate that, though, of that attitude, more or less, of like, I mean, it's still ours. So take that. Like, you take the wins where you get them. As a certified hater, I totally understand where you're coming from on that. Like, take that, Chiefs. You're not taking even the last thing that you could take from the Bills at this point. You've already dished out so much misery to the Bills and their fan base at this point that it's already one of those things where, like, oh, great, they can have won 4 straight conference championships just like the Bills. Nope. And you know what's even the better part about this? You know what's even better about that, Jim? That the Chiefs are very likely not making their 4th Super Bowl in a row now? You know who helped put them down there this year? The Bills. I got my wish in a very, very different way. Joe, do you remember at the start of the year when I said, I'm the sicko, I want to be the one that puts Kansas City down in the playoffs? I want it to be Buffalo.
Yeah, you're right. They indirectly did, I guess. Well, they directly did, but, you know, in the regular season, so it wasn't in the playoffs.
It is more of an indirect way. The scenario I talk about of, like, Kansas City has to win out, and I think that at worst the Bills finish 11-6. Tiebreaker means the Bills would slam the door in Kansas City's face.
Yeah. Yeah. They could be the ones to do it.
They could be the ones to do it. And it's like Scar with Mufasa in The Lion King, spoiler alert, of just he's sitting there and he's just smug like it's finally happening. Digs his claws into the paws of Mufasa and says his monologue. Yes, I know the Bills haven't won diddly squat compared to the Chiefs, but, you know, it still would be nice to slam the door in their face. Do we got time for one more? I think we got time for one more. We'll go to Jay in Hamilton. Jay, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
I love the love-hate talk of the Chiefs. Here's my hidden nightmare. The Chiefs are going to lose out, okay?
Yep.
They're going to get a top 10 pick. Pick your revolutionary wide receiver. Probably trade back into the first round again. And then we got another 5 years of dominance because they've got Patrick Mahomes. I think my nightmare might be coming true. I will let you know how it turns out again. So stay tuned, my friend.
Jay, thanks for that nightmare fuel. Appreciate that. Really? Cool. Thanks. But in all seriousness, I don't think that nightmare fuel ends up happening, more or less because of the fact that the Chiefs still are as inconsistent as they've been this year. I don't think they're going to finish with a top 10 pick because the Jets, Browns, Raiders, Titans, Giants, Saints, Cardinals all exist. And the Falcons are there. By the way, that's the Rams having that first round pick, by the way, scary enough. The Vikings are 4-8. Washington's 3-9 this year. Yeah, there's too many teams in the way, I think, for Kansas City to make a top 10 selection. So there's your good news, Jay. Allowing you a little bit of respite from your nightmare. And we'll see what happens the rest of the way there. But I don't think Kansas City's going to end up finishing that poorly at this point. Just as I think it's as unlikely that Kansas City makes the playoffs. They're going to be that mediocre team that finishes this year picking 17th or 18th. Who knows? Anyway, we'll take a timeout, wrap things up on the other side here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But don't forget to tune in to WBEN 930 and The Wolf Buffalo on Thursday, December 11th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the SPCA Serving Erie County Radiothon presented by Trocare College. Do your part to help raise money for the over 12,000 animals being served by the SPCA each year and give them a chance at a healthy, happy life. This year, adoption fees for pets 6 months and older are half off. Big thanks to Picasso's Pizza and Paula's Donuts for fueling our volunteers this year. We'll take a timeout, come back, and wrap things up here on the other side on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.